Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Peter.
And the Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into radio plays. Peter, what's today's story?
Today's story, Lee, was written by a then-kindergartner from Downers Grove, Illinois, named June Marzo. And June's story is called The July Surprise.
But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation, let's hear the original story that June sent in to us. Once upon a time, there was an owl named Hooty, and he lived in an old oak tree next to a field. Hooty had a cat named Ootie, and he was Hootie's sidekick. And that day, it was the 4th of July, and they were about to make cookies and cupcakes. And when they were about to make them, Hootie said to Ootie that he was starting to get sick and that he wouldn't be able to make the cookies and cupcakes for the 4th of July, and they would have to cancel the party. But then Ootie said, "We don't have to cancel it. I can make the cupcakes and cookies." So Ootie did, and he saved the 4th of July party. And after that, everyone thanked Hootie. And then Hootie said to all his friends that it wasn't Hootie. It was Ootie that made them, because Hootie had been sick. And since he was feeling better later, he got to still be in the 4th of July party, and everyone gave out presents to Ootie, and Hootie, since Ootie saved the 4th of July, because he was able to make the cupcakes and cookies. The end.
Ah, that was great.
Ooty. Satisfying.
Ootie, Hootie, Ootie, Ootie,
Ootie, Hootie, and Hootie.
I like those names.
Great names.
Let's hear the adaptation.
So here it is from June Marzo, The July Surprise.
Once upon a time, there was an owl named Hooty, and he lived in an old oak tree next to a field.
Hello, I'm an owl, and my name is Hooty.
Hey, hey, look, everyone, it's Darius Rucker.
Why does everyone keep calling me that? My name is Hooty.
Oh, sorry. Honest mistake. Bye.
It's fine. I just don't understand where. Oh, he's gone.
Hooty wasn't just some alone owl. Oh no, far from it. Hooty was an owl with a sidekick.
Hey, I'm Hooty's sidekick, Ootie. I'm a cat of all things.
Now, you might think that owls and cats would never be friends, but these two were thick as thieves, I tell you.
We certainly are. That's why we're about to bake cookies and cupcakes.
Yeah, we're doing it on account of it being July 4th. We thought it would be a nice way to say happy birthday to America.
Why, thank you, whippersnappers. I'm 239 years old.
You're welcome, America, and you don't look a day over 200.
Please remember to vote.
All right, if we're going to throw this party for America, we're going to need to start baking these delectable goods as soon as... Oh.
What's wrong, Hootie?
Oh, remember how we had that milk drinking contest yesterday?
Well, yeah, to gear up for the 4th of July. How could I forget? You drank several gallons of milk and were declared the winner by a panel of judges. They adorned you with a crown of milk cartons.
Heavy is the lactose intolerant head that wears this particular crown. Oh boy. Hootie, I don't think I'm going to be able to bake these cookies or this cake. I'm feeling very, very sick.
Oh no, but we're having people over for a July 4th party today. What will we do if we don't have cookies or cupcakes?
I guess we'll just have to cancel.
No, we can't.
I wish I could help you, but things are, things are pretty bad over here.
Oh no, things certainly look dire for our heroes now. Whatever will they do? Cancel the 4th of July party? Why, it seems unthinkable.
Think. What can I do to save this party?
Hootie!
What?
Hootie, it's me, your brain.
My brain?
Yes, your brain. I'm talking to you from inside your head.
Oh no.
It sounds worse than it is. I'm actually supposed to be in here.
Oh.
Sorry, poor choice of words. Look, I know what you can do to save the 4th of July party!
What can I do?
Well, you know how Hootie is sort of useless in the kitchen?
Oh, he's not.
Oh, come on, Hootie. It's just you and me, buddy. You don't have to be polite. He just sort of stands around asking when he can lick the spoon. It's no great loss for him to be sick. You can just do all the baking yourself.
You're right. I can. We don't have to cancel the party. I can make the cupcakes and cookies.
Oh, goodbye, Hootie!
Wait, where are you going?
I guess nowhere. I'm just going to stay where I am inside your skull, but I just meant that the conversation was over.
Oh, well, it was nice talking to you.
Remember to vote!
All right, time to bake.
And bake he did. He baked cupcakes aplenty and cookies in the shape of American flags. He even baked cookies in the shapes of different American presidents.
Ah, perfect. My cookies are all finished, and they all look like their very own president. This cookie looks like the unmistakable silhouette of Warren G. Harding. And this cookie looks like Zachary Taylor. And oh my goodness, is this a cookie version of George H.W. Bush? Who else could it be? Wow, such distinct presidents. And I baked them, and just in time for our party. I wonder how Hootie's doing.
Oh, boy. You do not want to go in. Oh, Hootie, never mind. You baked the cookies and cupcakes for the 4th of July party. You did it. What a great sidekick you are.
Aw, shucks. Twert no thing.
Hey, everybody's here. Let's get this party started.
A party event of the season, and we're at it.
Yeah, milk contest was a terrible mess.
Ah, well, as a cat, it just doesn't add up, is all I'm saying. Not a day over 200, that's it. On my honor.
Meow! Honored guests, I would like to thank you for coming to my and Hootie's 4th of July party. Let us raise a toast to America as we wish him happy birthday.
I age and age and I can never stop!
Yes, this is true.
Stop doing that.
And another toast to the real hero of today, Hootie.
Hey! What does that mean? Explain yourself!
Oh, sorry. Hootie baked all the cookies and cupcakes when I fell ill.
For he's a jolly good Hootie, for he's a jolly good Hootie, for he's a jolly good Hootie.
And Hootie is a cat.
Oh, and Hootie, we have a gift for you.
Oh, you have a gift for me? It's a cake!
Have a bite.
Oh, good.
It's a milk cake.
Oh.
Remember to vote.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, June.
Hi, June. How are you?
Good.
Do you know who this is?
No.
My name is Lee, and I'm with Story Pirates. Do you know who Story Pirates is?
Yes, they're people who take in stories from other people and put it on the radio.
Oh, yeah. And did you ever have a story on the radio?
Yes.
Of course you did. That's why we're talking today, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, June?
Six.
Six. Did you just start kindergarten?
Yes.
When did you start?
2 days ago.
2 days ago? That's really soon. How's it been going so far?
Good.
Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Wait, do you want me to tell what we did today or on the first day?
Ooh, I sort of want to hear a little bit of both. Why don't you start with the first day, and then you can say what you did today.
Okay. So on the first day, we got into our classroom, and everybody was taking turns finding their cubbies. While they were doing that, it was a long wait, so the teacher read a story.
What was the story about?
A boy who wondered what his teacher was.
Oh, cool. And so then did you get a cubby?
Yeah.
And what happened after the story?
One of our teachers said to the other teacher, "Don't tell the principal." And then she got on the table and took a picture with her iPad.
She said, "Don't tell the principal?"
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think she said that?
Because you're not allowed to stand on the tables at school.
Oh my gosh, but a teacher on the first day stood on the table?
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. I hope the principal isn't listening to this interview right now. Did you tell the principal about it?
I don't know who told the principal or if they even told it.
Cool. So maybe they kept the secret, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you do today in school on the second day?
My favorite part of the day today was when the teacher told us to go to tables and then we trace stuff.
Ooh, cool. Is kindergarten the way you thought it would be when you imagined what kindergarten would be like?
No.
It's different, huh?
Yeah, because my other school was like, pick what you want to do, free time all day. You get to play outside, you get to pick whatever work you want to do and that stuff. But this school is like, the teacher tells you what to do, you do different stuff. There's not that much toys that you usually play with. It's definitely shorter.
That sounds like a transition, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. So, June, can I ask you questions about your story?
Okay.
How did you get the idea for your story, The July Surprise?
My dad does this thing called Hootie Stories, and that's when, if we need a really short story, he tells a story about an owl and a cat.
Okay.
I made up this one about the 4th of July.
Oh, neat. So you, when you're home with your dad, you tell each other stories about a cat and an owl. And so you took that idea and ran with it. That's cool. So in your story, they celebrate the 4th of July. So is the 4th of July your favorite holiday?
Not really.
What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Christmas. And then is your second favorite holiday 4th of July?
Yes.
It is? That's cool. So what was it like to hear your story on the radio, June?
It was exciting.
Oh, good. So I thought it was funny when you sent us your story because your name is June and your story was called The July Surprise.
Oh, yeah.
I almost called you July when I first talked to you. If you had to give advice to a kid who wanted to write a story but didn't know how to start, what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, first they would have to think of the theme of their story, and then they could start writing it down like through the day and the next day if it's like a really long story.
That's great advice. Cool. Well, thanks, June. You did a great job. That was a great interview.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. But before we let you go, we have a very exciting announcement. We are writing our very first Story Pirates book. Like a book you can hold and read over and over with a cover and everything. It's amazing. Okay, I know what you're probably thinking. Wait a second. How could the Story Pirates write a book without help from kids? And you would be right to think that because we do need help from kids. We want a kid author's idea to serve as the spark for a novel written by a published author, and we want the kinds of wildly imaginative ideas that only kids can come up with in order to show the world how incredible collaborations between kids and adults can be. We want you to submit your child's idea and find out more at storypirates.com/spark. If you want to see Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan, and we feature new stories every week with the kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find out the full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. Coming up this spring, the Story Pirates will be performing live in person in Boston, Massachusetts at the Hubbub Book Festival on June 4th and at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia on July 15th and 16th. Check out our website, storypirates.com, and click Performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. You can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life, also at storypirates.com. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we will see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.